but that happened in my youth. Gentlemen, do you know what constituted the main point of my spitefulness? Well, there's the joke, there's the utter filthiness of it all. At every moment, even my most bilious moment, I could acknowledge to myself, in shame, that I'm not a spiteful person. I'm not even an embittered one. I'm only scaring sparrows in vain and amusing myself with it. I may foam at the mouth, but bring me some kind of dolly to play with. Give me a cup of tea with sugar, and I will likely settle down. My soul might soften, even, but no doubt afterwards I will probably gnash my teeth at you and then suffer from insomnia for several months out of shame. Such, indeed, is my habit. I lied about myself just now, about being a spiteful civil servant. I lied with spite. I was just making mischief with the applicants and the officers, but in reality I could never be spiteful. At every moment I was conscious within myself of many, many elements most opposite to such spite. I felt that they were teeming within me, these contrary elements. I knew that they had been teeming within me my whole life, and they had asked to be released, but I wouldn't let them. I just wouldn't let them. I would not let them out on purpose. They tortured me to the point of shame. They led me to the point of convulsions, and I've had enough of them. I've really had enough. It must certainly seem to you, gentlemen, that I'm now repenting of something before you, that I'm asking that you forgive me for something. I'm sure that it would seem so to you. However, I assure you, I don't care if it does indeed seem that way. It wasn't just that I was unable to become spiteful. I couldn't become anything else either. I'm not spiteful, nor kind, not a scoundrel, nor honest, not a hero, nor an insect. Now I'm living out my days in my corner, teasing myself with the malicious, unhelpful consolation that an intelligent man cannot seriously make anything of himself, that only a fool can become something. Indeed, an intelligent man of the 19th century should be, and is morally obliged to be, for the most part, a characterless being. A man with character, a man of action, is, for the most part, a limited being. This is my conviction of 40 years. Now I am 40 years old, and yes, 40 years is an entire lifetime. Indeed, it is deepest old age. It's unseemly to live beyond 40 years. Vulgar, immoral. Who lives beyond 40 years? Answer me in earnest, honestly. Well, I will tell you who does that. Fools and rascals. I will say this to the face of all of my elders, to all those respectable elders, to all those silver-haired and sweet-smelling elders. I'll say it to the face of the whole world. I have the right to speak like this, since I myself will live to 60 years, to 70 years I will live, to 80 years I will live. Hold on, let me catch my breath. You probably think, gentlemen, that I want to make you laugh. Well, you're wrong about that, too. I'm not as cheerful a man as it seems to you, or might seem to you. However, if you are irritated by all this chatter, and I can already feel that you are irritated, then why not ask me, who am I? And to that I will answer, I am a collegiate assessor. I went into the civil service so I'd have something to eat, and only for this reason. And when last year one of my distant relatives left me 6,000 rubles in his will, I immediately retired and settled into my own corner. I lived in this corner before, but now I have settled into this corner. My room is rotten and awful, on the outskirts of the city. My maid is a village woman, old and lousy with stupidity, and moreover she always gives off a foul smell. They tell me that the Petersburg climate will be harmful for me, and that with my paltry means it is very expensive to live in Petersburg. I know all this, more than those experienced and wise counselors.